Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening. Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor.
And that's me.
Captain Scott Shank. Oh, boy, this is fun.
You're not Kevin.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all good. We're having fun. Before the show, we're having
fun. Yeah, we did. We didn't mean to come on laughing, but yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, because I got reprimanded.
Yes.
I got reprimanded last week.
Last week.
Yeah. Which is fine. I get it. So I'll be more careful this week of what I say and how I say it. And
dude, how about these afternoon thunderstorms?
Well,
talk to me about those.
Well, it's funny.
It's a good thing.
Okay, there are a couple things. Let's step back just a couple weeks.
Okay.
There's been no bait around for when I say that, I'm talking pogies on the beach. Everybody's been there's none. It's gone. Okay, for two weeks.
Right, and you get like third world reports of I found them.
No,
and scattered,
that didn't happen.
No.
But my point being is that we went through a period I have no idea how long it's been since it rained here in St. Augustine. My yard was brutal.
Dude, I want to say it was March and you were turkey hunting when all that weather came through
Georgia in
March.
That's right, okay.
And then called me and, hey, what's going on down there? I said, well, you had a frog swallower that just came by there an hour ago.
So 6 or 7 weeks.
Every bit of it.
So we kind of take that and we're like, well, there's no bait on the beach, right?
Right.
And then we would have southwest winds. We're like, okay, that's typically what happens when we have southwest winds. The bait shows back up. It's all fun and games. We go offshore. Well, southwest wind came and nothing.
Nothing.
And
then a hurricane or tropical depression.
Right. Okay. So my point being is that something happened that does not attract pogies.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They're
whether
not
the food cycle of the little microorganisms that they eat or whatever it is not here right now.
Right, exactly.
Or
is the water too pretty?
Yeah.
You know, is there not enough nutrients? I don't know. I'm not a biologist. All I know is there ain't no bait, and I've never seen it in May for 2 weeks.
No.
And I'm talking reports from Flagler to Amelia Island. The only place that I've heard of bait is Cumberland.
And that's Captain Kirk talked to us
about
that Saturday morning on the Outdoor Show.
Right, exactly. So now we've had some showers.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some rain.
Mm-hmm.
We know we've had some southwest winds. Rumor today was that there was some bait on the beach, as in guys that I talked to on the VHF. I guess that's not a rumor. They said,
we caught bait
on the beach and we're heading offshore. Now, the reason that I didn't look for bait is because I've been running up the river. I'm back in my charters off till 8 a.m., leaving the dock at 6:30 and going and scratching for mullet or whatever else I can find, you know? So.
And it's great. I mean, you could catch them, but.
Oh, yeah.
Or 12 throws of the net, and, you know, I mean, it's...
Well, thank goodness, last year I had bought an 8-foot high tide, and I still had it in the closet, and I broke it out. this
They're
week.
They're so nice to throw. Oh, that's all I throw is an 8-footer.
That 8-footer is so
I can't
easy
throw
to throw.
Anything bigger anymore.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. But so anyway, I broke that out, and I've been able to catch enough bait to troll with. It's I really – if I want a bottom fish and I've got three guys, no way. There's just no way because you need 100 baits.
No, then breaks out the fish bites, break out the you know,
right.
the
squid
jigging rod or whatever
yep.
And catch some grunts or whatever to fire back down.
Yeah. So hopefully, again, rain, southwest wind, maybe this bait will show back up. I don't know. I don't know if it was there today and it's going to be gone tomorrow. I have no idea. All I know is I can tell you this. I got a charter tomorrow and then leave it at 8:00, and at 6:30, I'm going to be in Salt Run or somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm going to catch my bait to make sure that I have bait.
I'm starting at 7:00. I got an inshore.
Yeah.
So the only downside to this for me, inshore, is going to dirty the water up. The water did not look that pretty on Tuesday.
Yeah, it will. To a certain extent. We haven't had that much rain. I mean, inches and inches.
But we also had a lot of wind right there on Tuesday it was switching things around and all.
No, you're right.
You know.
You're right. But, boy, I'll tell you what, the gloom and doom from the guys fishing inshore.
Oh, no.
I'm talking some of the top notch, you know, James Dumas, Brian Walker, some of the guys that are.
Captain
really?
Rob Bennett had one redfish and two flounder today is all he caught.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
We work hard. We run around. We do whatever. I got 16 dozen baits. So
Lord have mercy.
Well, if I don't go through them, you can use them or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll go again on Monday, but they'll probably be dead by Monday. But, yeah. So I'm hoping to use them. Ladyfish and Jacks are fired up. Back again.
Yep.
At least on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Speak of, you and I were the only two boats on Tuesday.
Yes.
And
some brave souls we were.
To think you would hang around for your little buddy's sake and you gave up.
I did.
Doug was cold.
Uh-huh. Doug was cold.
And so I get to stay out there while there's lightning popping all around me and I didn't even have anybody to talk to.
Yeah.
So I was out there all by myself. Boy, that was eerie, scary feeling when there is no boats. I saw one. What, 26, 27
footer? Yeah, but
footer?
Your inshore yesterday was really eerie for me.
Really?
Well, I'm 15 miles offshore.
Yeah.
And there ain't nobody out there,
no,
bro.
No.
There's no chat. I don't think anybody left the inlet yesterday.
No, I think you were gutsy, and I didn't like what you did, but I respect what you do because you've done it long enough. But it's just unnerving. I don't like it. I mean, honest to God, if they were like that, I'm sorry, but I have a pucker factor, and yesterday was pucker to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
I mean, it was...
With the rain forecast, you know, them calling, you know, 50, 60, 70% chances, thunderstorms, then still knowing what overage we had over the weekend still, you know, and...
It was 2 to 5. I'm not going to say 3 to 5, because it was 2 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, going offshore. I was at 20 miles an hour in a bay boat going due into it. But it was, man, I mean.
You climb the hill.
Some big faces, man. I mean, you know, like, real, you know. But I think one or two, I came off the backside and bounced a little bit. But
okay.
For the most part,
okay.
It was just kind of mountains, you know what I mean? And you're up and down.
Like wintertime. It's no fun. This is June, you know. It's June. And you... chatter in the morning, and then the radio chatter in the afternoon back in.
I do miss that. But I'll tell you this about that. There's been numerous days in May, and I mean numerous days, when I've been the only one out there on those kind of days and had epic.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Epic days. I mean, like you're just cobia and kingfish and mm-hmm. I mean, because this is the time of year before the cudas get in there,
right.
The AJs get in there,
right.
And you can fish these concrete wrecks, you know, you can go to the true wrecks and fish them
and our weather windows we've had as well. You're getting out there on virgin ground. I mean,
yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. No, you're right.
It might be 3 or 4 days since anybody even has poked their head out.
A week?
Right.
Yeah.
And here you go poking your head out, and all of a sudden, hello.
Yeah, and it was just the opposite. It was dead yesterday. It was, and you know what? When I got about a mile from my spot. Dude, the water was beautiful. Flyers.
Really?
Seaweed. I'm going,
There's
man.
There's a mahi floating around in here
exactly.
somewhere.
Exactly, and I've caught mahi on those spots, you know. But the troll yesterday was dead. It was absolutely dead. Caught fish on, you know, caught fish bottom fishing. And then today it picked up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up a little bit. We'll talk about that. There was some kingfish on the wrecks and stuff like that. Wasn't wide open by no means, but at least it's nice to see a strike.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all. I'm just waiting. I mean, yeah. I just want one or two rods to go off.
I had two skies today, and one of them was a really nice fish, you know, probably a 30, 35. I mean, just and pulling a mullet, you know, and you know how mullet can get away from them? And by the third time the mullet got away from her, she was PO'd, man. I mean, and she came, boom. I was like, look at that. Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. All right, let's take a break.
Yep.
I got some really cool stories from today, though.
Mm-hmm.
A couple things that happened just today was amazing.
I've never seen what you're going to talk about.
Yeah. And folks, been offshore since I was 5 years old, and I've never seen what I saw today.
Uh-uh.
And we're going to talk about it. Right here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast when we come back.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Faber, sitting with Captain Scott Chaik. Is Leon calling in? Do we know? Oh,
he's on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
Leon.
Hey, stranger.
What's up?
Nothing but another day. You
exactly.
Didn't get my text message?
No.
Oh, I don't know. Am I supposed to be texting?
I sent a text message half an hour ago reminding everyone the show's on tonight.
Oh, you're so good. I am so glad that you reminded us.
Oh, I thought that was Kevin. I didn't even look at who the name was.
Yeah.
I thought Kevin was reminding you two knuckleheads.
I'm the one sent the message tonight. I'm such a good boy.
You are on it.
Wow.
What'd you do? Take 2 days off of drinking?
5 days off.
Wow. Good for you.
He was MIA for 5 days over the long holiday weekend.
Wow.
And you know what? It sure felt good not to be on that water during that holiday. That's for sure.
Leon?
Yes, sir.
Leon, let me tell you. I got and I'll talk about what I saw today, but I very good customer friend, okay?
Screwed up.
For some reason, when I looked at the calendar, he's like, "Hey, I want to do May 26, whatever
Six.
It was, 26."
Yeah.
You know, it's a Sunday, and you know what? Sundays are fine.
Yep.
Because if you get to the boat ramp early on a Sunday. You're fine. Saturdays,
no.
Saturdays, everybody's there at 5:00, right?
Right.
So lo and behold, I didn't realize that it was Memorial Day weekend
because it was a leap year, and he didn't think about it.
Yeah, something. I had a total brain fart. Right. I haven't fished Memorial Day weekend in 10 years, literally.
Right.
I leave on Saturday. I go to Georgia. I hang tree stands and I mow grass. That's what I do on Memorial Day weekend. Well, this particular Sunday, I'm booked for a full day. And I'm like, holy crap, what am I doing? So, you know what I thought? It's, you know what, I'll get up early. Supposed to meet them at 7:30. Yeah, you know? And so I pull up to the boat ramp.
No, you never made it to the boat ramp.
Right, yeah. I am on my way to the boat ramp.
At the roundabout
at 6:15.
And it's dead nuts, no moving traffic.
And they're already parking on the road. It's full. There's no place to park. I'm like, it's 6:15, people.
So let me come in. So he texts me and shoots me a picture.
Yeah.
And I go, wow. I said, well, you got two options. You either call him back. I know he's a good client. Go, hey, this is the deal. I'm out. Or meet me down here at our old house down here down in St. Augustine South.
Mm-hmm.
So Kevin goes, I'll meet you down there. I said, okay, come on.
Right.
So go ahead. I just interject.
What a true friend. All right, seriously. So here's the funny thing, Leon. I do a U-whippy. I snatch the boat around and turn around and start going the other way. Well, my guys, my charter.
You see them.
Yeah, they're going to Comanche Cove. Yeah. And I'm going the other way.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, I'm going the other way. They're like,
Well, you should tell them to follow you.
Have we missed something here?
Yeah, I called him and told him to follow you.
No, I would rather pick him up at Comanche Cove than that boat ramp. So they're like, where are you going? I said, just take a look. There's no place to park.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Yeah.
You know what? My little buddy here just saved my you-know-what. Because I went down there, and he was standing there waiting on me. He put me in the water, and actually ended up, Leon, being a cool thing because...
You learned it and you saw it. You were able to see it on high tide and low tide.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, I've launched there 500 times, but not in gosh, 10 years.
But that's why I go there because it's so much easier.
Right.
Yeah.
If they would put a dock there or somewhere.
Oh, those ramps are nice.
I mean, the ramps are gorgeous. Perfect steepness to them.
Yep.
And you know what, Leon? Take a wild guess how many trucks were there when I dropped Kevin in the water at 6:15.
Were they trucks or trucks with trailers?
Trucks and trailers, boats. Take a while. Guess how many boats ride that ramp?
20.
3.
And take a guess how many when he picked me up though.
Yeah, then I came back and I picked him up.
That'd be 100.
Oh, every bit of it. Every lot was full. But nobody goes there first thing in the morning. There was like 2 stump knocker trailers and 1
Leon,
double axle trailer.
Seriously, I've been doing this basically my whole life. I have never, ever, seen that many people on the water ever.
It probably looked like the first day of snapper season, 2 times as bad, probably.
I'd probably rate it right there with the opening day of snapper season.
Oh, right. It's way worse than that.
You think?
Way worse than that.
But, dude, there was boats that were putting in at 11 o'clock to get out there by midnight to catch them to come back.
All I know is that when I had a great day, by the way. I had a great day fishing.
Good.
Okay? I had a fabulous day. And the crazy thing is, Leon, I never saw another boat all day. When I cleared the inlet, I never saw another boat. And so, you know, I thought, well, heck, you know, for my little ride from Comanche Cove to St. Augustine South, after a full day charter, I'm just going to relax. It'll be, you know what I mean? It'll be a cool little ride. I passed 200 boats.
Kevin,
I mean,
how do you think I felt the week before with that Trump parade coming down through Palm Valley?
Don't book anything, guys, for August the 1st because we're having one out of St. Augustine.
Yeah.
So don't book anything for August 1st.
Right.
Crazy. Oh, but I ended up having a really good day. I'm speechless. I'm serious, bro. Look here, Leon. And you see it. I'm telling you, you see it way worse than we do. They better start addressing these boat ramps, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
St. John's
They're
County.
They're seriously lacking.
Except if it's a day like Tuesday when there was only 2 boat trailers at Milano.
Right.
One was Kevin and one was me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
What a train wreck that was Tuesday.
You think?
Oh, my God. I looked like a drowned frog. I'm a drowned turkey. I mean, I looked horrible. We stayed out for 2 hours in that. And I finally looked at my clients and I said, y'all had enough yet? Because we ain't got a bite in 2 hours. And they went, please take us home. And I was like, no problem.
My guys were all about it, dude. I was 4.5 hours. I called Kevin at 10. I'm going, man, I ain't heard you on the radio in a while. Where are you at? He goes, I'm almost at a house. And I went, you dog. So then I get out there all by myself. There is no boats on the water. Eerie kind of feeling. There's lightning popping around kind of thing. And my guys are like, hey, man, if you're in it, I'm in it. Okay. So we finished.
I can tell you this. My buddy Travis, he wasn't giving up.
No. Doug ain't about that.
Uh-uh.
He'll give it a little while, but it better be happening.
It better be happening. That's exactly right. If it ain't happening,
Doug's fine with it. Yep. If it was happening,
that you're.
If it ain't happening,
yeah,
he starts sitting down on the bow because I fish enough tournaments with that joker, and I love him to death.
Mm-hmm.
But dang, if I
he'll
get
put
on
that
a slump,
rod away.
If I get on a slump,
mm-hmm.
he starts pulling out Publix wraps and stuff. I know I'm in trouble. When that starts happening, I ain't got enough. I'm not keeping him busy enough. Yeah.
So Leon, I teased this during the break, and I got to tell the story from today.
Right.
So, I caught bait in the ditch, and I was really happy. I caught pogies and I caught mullet.
Really?
And yeah. So
pogies.
Yeah.
You sound surprised.
Yeah, you sound surprised. I mean, come on.
Well, I don't want to be MIA for a week.
I am
over.
A professional. Yeah.
Hold on, folks. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm out.
So I pull up to get my group, right? And I am fishing today with Mr. Bill Kilgannon. And I pull up there, and he's by himself.
I saw that on the boat.
And I'm like, really? Sweet.
Just me and you.
Just me and you.
And
come
he
on,
goes, Bill.
He goes, come on, bro. Let's go. And I'm like, so anyway, I throw him in the boat. And I said, all right, Bill. And I said, I want to run down the beach south. There was a south-southwest, but there was a southeast swell, so I could kind of run the beach real easy. But okay. I wanted to look for bait. I wanted to look for bait, Leon. I'm dying to see bait on the beach. And
with only one gentleman, it's nice. You can pull it off one way or the other. It only takes you an hour and a half
Yeah. So I'm running down the beach, and I get two and a half miles south of the pier, St. Augustine Pier. Nothing. So I said, all right, Bill, I said, now it's an easier ride out to where I want to go because I can kind of run east-northeast, and I'm running with the swells. Leon, I'm running out, and I get about 5 miles offshore, and out of the corner of my eye, I see a big splash about a half a mile away. And, you know, typical dolphin or something like that, right? And I look again and I see another splash and I'm like, and then I see a weird current almost. I don't even know how to explain it, but you fished enough to know that when you see a slick or
like a big edge offshore that you
can look at it
half a mile away and go, mahis, hold on.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And it looks like that edge.
So I keep seeing these splashes, Leon, and I'm thinking, okay, well, damn, maybe there's a bait pod out here.
And they're bonita schooling around.
Right. Or, yeah. So as I get closer and closer, I pull up there, Leon, and I'm telling you, I do exaggerate sometimes, but it's at least an acre of spinner sharks. And, dude, they're spinning everywhere. I promise you, I'll send you the video. I have never seen any. I've been out in that ocean my entire life. I've seen an occasional spinner shark. You know what I mean?
Yep. I've never seen anything like that.
Leon, you've seen one in the intercoastal spinning.
Sure,
you know?
Up at Marker 5.
Exactly. This was an acre of them.
Just going ballistic.
Ballistic. Spinning, not feeding on anything.
Nope.
Never feeding on any bait. They were just swimming
happy
down the
jumping.
Ocean. I'm telling you.
You'd see 10 or 12 in the air. When I looked at the video, as a video, he just didn't tape a lot. I mean, he taped enough, of course. But, I mean, at one point in time, unfortunately, it was almost dead into the sun.
Yep.
So it's hard. You just see the splash after the fact. But I'm just telling you,
Leon,
it's pretty awesome.
Right. One of the most awesome scenes I've ever seen.
Let me ask you this one question.
Yep.
Remember last year when the four or five of us pulled up on that giant tarpon pod? And there was a bunch of tarpon in the air at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it more than that?
Way more than that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude.
Oh,
the pictures
my
are crazy.
God, that must be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, literally, Bill and I are like, I hope one doesn't jump in the boat. I mean, there was that many of them. And again, they weren't feeding. They were just jumping and spinning.
I wonder if they were, like, spawning. I mean,
they were doing, look at me, honey.
Yeah, look at me, honey. You want some of this? See, Fred can't get out of the water. He's a little
look
fat
how
one.
High I, yeah. Oh,
but look at me, baby. Yeah. I'm that young stud you really want.
Leon,
I can't wait to see this.
We stayed there for 30 minutes.
Really?
I'll never see that again.
No.
I mean,
no.
I've never seen a school of spinner sharks just woohoo, woohoo.
Free jumping.
I mean, yeah. It was awesome, Leon. I'm telling you, it was, you know, and even Bill was like, dude, if we don't catch a fish the rest of the day, and he spends a lot of time, he's like, I'm good. Because it was that spectacular. It was the coolest thing, you know.
But Leon, they
weren't feeding on anything. They were just having fun.
Wow. Yeah.
You got to see it, dude. It's pretty spectacular.
All right, Leon, before we get out of here, it has been a tough week in St. Augustine on the inshore, guys, to say the least. I mean, man, we're talking about some really good inshore charter captains
fishermen
this week,
right,
including Captain Scott Shank. And it's been a struggle. It's been a struggle, to say the least. What have you seen?
Well, Kevin Scott, I'm going to give you the same thing you're saying to me. It's been hit and miss with more miss than hits. That's for sure.
Right.
And today I caught two fish. And
wow.
The day before I caught a fish. I mean, a redfish. And I mean, I've seen the fish. They're not feeding. And the last good day that I had was, I think, Friday of last week or something like that. Or before that. I mean, the bite's off. There's no doubt about that. I got plenty of bait here in the valley. The water temperature varies somewhere between 80 and 82 degrees.
Which is,
you know,
perfect.
Today was a beautiful day in the valley. I saw lots of fish. Captain Chip will say the same thing. They just do not want to eat. And I have been catching all. I have seen people that have caught all three species. It's just darn. You know, I mean, I tell my clients, you know, it's not a race. It's a marathon when we're out here fishing. So we're going to have to work hard together. But, I mean, the clients, they walk away happy because they see how hard you're working and they see the fish. We just can't make the darn things eat.
I agree.
That's just the way it's been. And I'm fishing three different presentations this week. I've been fishing popping corks, or I'm moving oyster beds with, you know, creek mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I've been fishing just basic jig heads. And then when things get really drastic, I've been like, okay, maybe my bait's not moving enough. And I've actually been throwing knocker rigs, too, up around these oyster beds to try and get my my mullet to be able to be the most active it can be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can only do so much when it's attached to a jig head.
I totally agree with that. Yeah.
I've been trying to pull all my tricks to get these fish to eat more, and they're just not eating. But my God, I've been seeing fish. So it's been really annoying.
When you're seeing, you know, they're generally not in schools this time of year, right?
Some of the fish, they're in singles. But when I'm in the back creeks, I've been fishing a lot of back creeks lately, and then occasionally when the tide turns, I'll go to a flat. Okay.
Yep.
And I'll work our way up against the flat walls. But the fish in the back creeks, they've been in small packs, three or five fish to a pack. And
that's what I figured.
I would think that would be the truth. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And you know, I've been pulling up every card out of my sleeve, and I look at my clients and go, you can see that fish right there swim by the bait, and it's just not eating it. And I've had shrimp, I've had mud minnows, and I've had mullet. And they won't touch all three, or maybe they will finally hit one of the three. But I'm playing the whole gambit here.
Unreal.
So,
yep. No. I mean, I always find it so interesting that the reports are about the same.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can have your off day.
Yeah.
I could not catch a fish on a day. You cannot. But when we're all talking all day long or texting back and forth, which, again, praise the guides out of St. Augustine and Bonavija. We all work together.
We
all know, and we all work together for the most part. And as long as I'm hearing what I'm hearing, you might get lucky on one spot and catch two or three reds or four flounder. But other than that, take that one spot out of the equation.
Yeah, that's
I've done the same thing as the rest of y'all have.
Right. I mean,
you know?
Chip, Corey, and I, we bounce off of each other all day long, calling each other up here in the valley, and we're like, what do you got? I got nothing. What do you got? I got a baby shark. What do you got? I got a I got a ladyfish. Okay, we're in trouble.
You know? Yeah. Oh, boy. Thank God for offshore.
I can't wait.
Amen, brother.
Yep. When the pokey pods show back up, I'll be beating you off of them, off of my daggum bait pods out there.
Here he is, an 18-foot boat skipping around.
Yep. Here comes Leon. Yep. Yep. All right, buddy, we got to run.
I'll just leave a check underneath your windshield wiper.
That'll be fine.
That's fine.
No problem, boys.
Be good.
Bye.
Be safe. Have a great evening.
See ya. 641-1010. That was funny. This is the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Give us a call. Captain Scott Shank. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. Be right back.
This is the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank. Always with my good buddy, Captain Kevin Favor.
Always.
Thursday night, 7 to 8. On 1010XL.
Hey, before we go to Chip, just a big thanks to our listeners for supporting our tackle.
Yep, it's amazing.
Yeah,
you and I did a round robin over there at Strike Zone after the outdoor show on Saturday morning, and it's just like anything, folks. I don't care what you do for a living, but to watch somebody walk out with your product in hand and or come up to you and say, man, I've been using it now for the last couple weeks, and it's, you know, you guys are doing a hell of a job. Thank you all very much for choosing Captain's Choice Tackle.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Chip, you on there? Yeah. Yeah, so Scott, Dave Workman and all the guys over at Strike Zone, they called us and said, look, you better bring some more product. And so we're over there and
we didn't tell you about this.
So we're restocking, right? And so people are coming by and they're like, hey, because they think we're employees, right?
Do you know where these are?
Yeah, do you know where so Scott takes this guy around the corner and he sells him this and I'm sitting there and the guy goes, hey, you know, I really want a good fillet knife for my kitchen. You know, and he goes, I don't want to spend a lot of money. And I said, brother, I got you covered.
We did.
I got you covered right here. Come on down here, white handled Dexter.
Yep.
You know?
Sold a work sharp, knife sharp.
Yeah, I sold a pair of pliers.
Pair of pliers.
Yep. Yeah.
I did some offshore trolling stuff. And so Dave comes up to us. I said, hey, do we get any lunch break or anything like that? And Dave goes, there's grilled cheese in the back. Help yourself. I said, well, I was thinking about a little bit more not only that, but like Kevin was saying, we were stocking shelves and people were like grabbing out of our hands as we were doing it. We were talking to them about it and stuff like that. Oh, we've heard about it, you know, and blah, 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 blah. Anyhow, it was thanks to Dave Workman and Strike Zone for taking us on. Janung's down here in St. Augustine. Yep. Oldest City Bait and Tackle, Beamish Custom Tackle. We appreciate y'all believing in us.
It was fun, man. I mean, I honestly
want to go back up there. I want to go back up there with you on Saturday, and we're gonna walk around the store and act like we own that place.
Yeah, Chip. We could have sold our shelves out.
and some of his.
Yeah, and some of his. Yeah, you know, because that was so funny.
They made one question. Do you know where this? And I went.
Yeah. There was our stuff, Captain's Choice Tackle. Okay, and then there's some, literally imported pompano rigs underneath ours. They've got all the pompano rigs in the same area, right?
Oh, you got to hear this one.
Yeah,
I forgot this.
Yeah, so their packaging is a little more attractive than ours. We're sitting there. We're putting stock, right? And a guy comes up with
excuse me,
cute little girl. They're going surf fishing. And he said, excuse me, and he reaches down and he grabs one on the bottom. And then he starts asking us questions about the hooks that are in this package. And I'm like, they're junk, dude. You know, and
straight up he tells the guy, I'm going,
yeah.
Oh God.
I said, but if you buy these, I said, you know, Scott and I tie these and this, that, and the other. And so, I mean, what's the guy supposed to do? He puts that one back, and he grabs four or five of ours. And
he didn't realize he was talking to the builders of it. He just thought we were Stock Boys.
Yeah.
It was hysterical. The guy's eyes got about bigger out of saucer plates because Kevin goes, you don't want to fish with that crap. And I went, damn, dude. I said, you can't go that far. I mean, come on.
And then he looks at Scott and he goes, I'm going to buy him. it was great.
Anyhow, it was great.
It was funny. It's kind of fun having your own product and being able to go in and talk to people about it, knowing that that's something that you built, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, Leon and I are using that stuff too, so.
Yeah.
I know. We appreciate it.
Jigs.
Well, we got to tell you, the first thing, though, we were just walking in the strike zone.
Yeah.
And these two dudes come walking out of there, and we look through the white plastic bag, and Kevin hits me on the side and goes, look. And he's got like six of our
packages. Oh, yeah.
Packages.
He's got a bag
inside,
full of
a bag full of it.
Of our rigs.
And Kevin starts laughing. He goes, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yep, absolutely. Oh, that's awesome.
So, anyhow.
Scott, I was in there the week before helping Kevin stock and see.
Yeah, Chip was in there the week
Chip
before.
Yeah,
I'm like, Chip, don't walk in there with me because I'll put your butt to work.
Yeah. Oh, no, it takes like an hour, dude. It was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it took us an hour to get it done.
Fun stuff. Man, we just appreciate all the support.
Yes,
it's
thank
cool.
y'all.
Thank y'all so much. Yep. So, it's been a struggle. You know, Chip, I don't know. It obviously, this year has been so messed up. I mean, obviously with COVID-19 and it's just the only word that I can describe has just been clunky. You know, for a charter captain guy for tomorrow cancels, and then you get two phone calls for next week, and then but. One
right.
of them cancels, and
yep.
you know what I mean? There's just no consistency whatsoever to our business. And then there's been absolutely zero consistency to fishing.
Right.
None. You know, I mean.
For it being basically June 1st,
right.
I think everybody here is going to agree with me. I mean, at least you should be wearing out the 12 and 14-inch flounder, which I haven't caught many of those at all. Red fishing for me is not really non-existent, but you'll find a patch or two of them, and you
right.
might catch a few. Decent trout still around, but it's not like you're catching a bunch of them. It's one or two. Caught my first mangrove snapper that was legal the other day.
And for me, king fishing should be wide open.
Oh, I should be even fishing a river right now.
Yeah,
but
wide open.
I'm just booking them as inshore trips because of
weather.
Weather and nothing out there, you know, to kind of make me get that warm, fuzzy feeling.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but that's just me.
With you. I have scratched out some really good days, Chip, but the only reason is, and I'm not saying the only reason, but I got good numbers, man.
Mm-hmm.
I got good numbers, and I know when the conditions are right. And I know how to fish those numbers because I've been doing it for so long. But it's not like it's wide open. You know what I mean?
Tell them what happened today.
Oh, so.
Because we all know, Chip, we all struggle. That's all we're doing because you called me yesterday and all you caught was catfish and sharks.
So anyway, after going through my pack of spinner sharks, it was great today, Chip. There was me and Captain Guy Spear, Captain Robert Holmquist. Al Cumby, everybody's on.
Oh, dang! There was that many out there today.
Yeah.
Oh, the radio was a little chattery.
Chris
Castle,
thank you very much. So yeah, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna start on the south. Guy's gonna start in the middle. Chris is gonna start on the north, and Al's gonna start at PW.
Ooh, okay. Nice spread.
Oh, and Robert Holmquist is gonna start at 4 Mile.
Oh wow.
Let's figure out. There we go, guys. All right. So, anyway, quick story. I started on the south, and first thing is that my downrigger didn't work. So
really?
Yep. Well, I pulled it out of the attic this morning. I didn't check it. It's my fault. And anyway.
The gears are locked.
Another story. So, pulling flat lines, which is fine, Chip. You know, I mean, this time of year, normally if there's kingfish there, it's a flat line thing. Guy immediately hooks up to something, a sea monster, and everybody else is struggling. Nobody else is getting a bite. And I don't get a bite. I go to bottom fish and see if my flounder spot's holding any flounder. Nothing. And guy starts, that's 2.5 miles mm-hmm. from me. I can see him coming at me. That's how long he's been on this fish. Over an hour. He's on this fish.
Wow.
So I run to where he was and bottom fish. And because I caught some flounder and some snapper there last week. And so I told Mr. Kilgannon, I said, I'm going to put a flat line out while we're bottom fishing. And guy's still steadily going south. And I mean, he's been on this fish over an hour. And we're bottom fishing. We're not getting much. And I look back on my flat line and I see my bait getting nervous. And I see a kingfish just go with my bait. And I'm like, okay, there's some striking fish here. That's cool, you know. Reel my bait in, throw it back out, bottom fishing. And my bait's getting nervous again. I'm like, well, there's another kingfish getting ready to come up. And I look up and all of a sudden I see a bill and a sail. And I'm like, no way. I said, Bill, there's a sailfish. And he goes, don't mess with me.
Really?
Yeah. And he's like, what? No.
Fine, I'll take it.
Yeah, no. And I'm like, no. And I flip it out of gear. And he missed it twice. And, I mean, tried to pee out it. I mean,
really?
Yeah. Like, missed it twice. I'm like, come on. And the third time, just smoked it, you know, and handed the rod to Bill, obviously. And his bottom rod's still down. My bottom rod's still down. I still got the trolling motor in the water. And you know how sailfish.
You need to throw that thing in reverse.
Yeah. So, anyway, I got everything cleared and
how many jumps?
I was doing so much. I didn't
come
even,
on now. You didn't see how to.
I mean, it did the long greyhound thing. Doing where it just doesn't. I was watching that, and then probably 3 or 4 jumps that I saw after that. But the cool thing was that guy got rid of Sea Monster, so I called him and I'm like, dude, I got a sailfish on. He goes, well, I'm coming right back over there. And just about the time he pulled up, I billed the fish.
Nice.
And held it up. And he got videos and stuff like that.
It's a cute fish, too.
Yeah, 25 pounds?
I would say, yeah, 4 feet long, maybe.
Yeah, cool fish, just man.
A pretty little fish.
Oh, so.
Fin was absolutely gorgeous. Oh, the sail was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Not beat up. And the
front hook.
The single hook.
The single hook mm-hmm. was wrapped. It wasn't even in his bill.
Okay.
It was wrapped around the wire, wrapped around the bill, and then the treble hook was barely hooked in the side of her face. So it was awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man, that's so good. Awesome. Catching a sailfish is.
Damn it. He always gets the first one of the year, too.
I caught the first one in May last year,
too. Caught the first one in May last year.
And you know what? The one I caught in May last year was on a flatline bottom fishing.
Wow.
How about that? Yeah.
There you go.
Something to think about, boys.
I just, you know, rigged up the downriggers on my flats boat, got the kingfish rods ready.
Stop it.
You're going to get a bigger boat. I know we're going to talk about a bigger boat here shortly.
It's coming. It's wild as it's been though, lately. I mean, it's been a roller coaster inshore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And today we bit the rods pretty much all day long, but it was sharks, catfish, jacks, you know, everything. We did have a really big drum come off today. Behind the boat, but you know, other than that, it's we're bending the rods, but it's not the target species.
And
I'm seeing fish, I'm seeing redfish, but I can't get them to eat. I don't know what they're backing down the bank and you know moving in, you know, pods of 4 and 5 and 6, and I'm just like, all right. So when that happens, you know, as guys, we have to bend the rods, so
100%. You know,
and let it rip.
Not
but
we want to go north tomorrow.
No. But you know what's so interesting is, you know, Scott and I fished, and just it was so beautiful yesterday morning. Tuesday morning. Yeah, Tuesday morning. It was just gorgeous, and we were laughing. And you know what? I was like, I'm going fishing.
Yep.
I
pull up to him, and I already got the boat in the water. He's going. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm going to go get some bait." I said, "We're going to go." He said, "Hell yeah, we're going."
Hell yeah.
You got your rain gear? I said, yeah, I got my rain gear. I said, I'm fine.
Y'all want to know something sick about me sometimes? I love that weather. It doesn't bother me at all.
No, I will never say it bothered me. I don't mind the drizzly part of things because I really, truly have a feeling some days it can be banner.
Yes.
Okay? But Then when it gets a little bit, because did you see how white out it was when you were at the dock, one dock, and I was on the other dock on up from you? I look back at 312 Bridge, bro, and I, or the boat ramp, and it was like, damn, there ain't nothing back there, but it looks like it's white.
Yeah,
hey, but Chip, it was raining.
Some of the greatest, most epic tarpon bites I've ever been on are on those days.
Those misty, kind of rainy days.
Oh my gosh! They I don't know.
This right now, after that lightning just crossed over, and you could get out there right now.
It'd be unbelievable
for an hour.
It'd be incredible.
It'd be incredible.
So, you know, it doesn't. I don't know. And the other thing is, I don't mind hunting in that weather. I don't. For some reason, it doesn't bother me. You know, you get wet. Fingers get all.
Oh, dude, mine were shriveled up and white. Yeah. I mean, I was like, hey.
Yeah.
Because I had to take the gloves off finally and go, they got to get some air to them because these things are looking ugly.
But I will tell you, that shower felt good.
That's what Kathy made me get. I had to take the clothes off outside because it was. She said, no, you're not coming to this house with those wet clothes.
Yeah.
By the way, here's a towel.
I heard you talk about Flounder. We had that meeting over the phone with the FWC. About the flounder reg this week. So they're looking to go to 14 inches minimum size, 5 per person.
Yep.
Which is fine. You know, I guess everybody was kind of in agreement with that. The only thing they didn't agree with was 150 fish limit for commercial per day. I'm like, 150? That's a lot of fish. So we were trying to figure that out, Scotty.
Yeah,
and I know
we'll figure it out because we had a meeting with them yesterday too.
We had the same one too.
It's like, but I mean, that's a lot of fish. But anyway, you know, I guess they're saying the stocks are down. You know, we've actually had a pretty good flounder bite through the last couple months, honestly. You know, considering what time of year it is, but I guess they're also considering shutting down November for.
None of us were for that.
Yeah, not for that at all.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't see a reason to shut it down. But these are all things to come. Yeah, we'll have a lot more conversation about that. All right, we got to take a break.
All right, guys, see ya.
Thanks, buddy.
641-1010. We might not even have enough time when we come back.
Might just give a weather forecast real quick.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that home. Right here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
All right, Captain Scott, I have good news and I have bad news. What do you want first?
Well, good news is I'm going to Moe's for dinner tonight, so go ahead with the bad news.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you the good news first.
Okay.
And for everybody else out there who loves to fish on weekends, this weekend's forecast, it looks amazing. Saturday, Southwest. South 5 to 10, 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. Sunday west northwest 5 to 10, becoming east in the afternoon, 2 to 3. Beautiful. Bad news for charter captains next week. Monday through Tuesday, east northeast 15 to 20, 5 to 7, occasion of the 9.
Yep.
So I don't know.
I got a full week next week.
Too. I do too.
It's like dang.
Yep. So.
Because we're fishing inshore and tucking away at the docks.
And we got terrible tides.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
On a brighter note.
Saturday, Sunday for everybody fishing this weekend. Hopefully the bait shows up.
If you do, call us. Let us know.
Yeah, that's right.
We're tired of burning gas. Yeah, Help us out for a change.
Yeah, and it's been dismal. If you're fishing out of St. Augustine on low tide, catch you some bait. Before you go out, salt run somewhere up the river. Same thing in Mayport. Kirk's having to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Run up the river, catch some mullet if you want to go offshore. Make sure you take sabiki rigs with you. But it looks like it's going to be, as in the ocean, looks like it's going to be conducive for fishing, which is nice. Don't forget to join us 7 to 10 Saturday morning for the Nimnik Outdoor Show with myself, Lagerman, Captain Kirk Waltz. For Captain Scott Shank and my boy Michael for bringing it to us.
Thanks, Captain Kevin
Faber. Y'all have a great weekend of fishing and have a great evening. See ya.